This podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool. Watch this or listen. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Andy.
Have you heard about the halftime show?
Boy, did I.
Reba, Usher, Post Malone. Don't get me started.
Not that halftime show, you silly goose. I'm talking about the Super Cool Sunday halftime show.
The Super Cool what?
It's the third annual Super Cool Sunday halftime show. Everyone's talking about it.
Really? What is it exactly?
Well, let me tell you, the Super Cool Sunday halftime show is a hilarious alternative to the traditional Super Bowl halftime show.
Wow, that sure does sound entertaining, Andy.
It will be. This halftime show is going to be filled with hilarious family-friendly content and awesome giveaways. And guess what? It's going to be hosted by FBI's favorite podcast,
Ninjas Are Butterflies. That's us.
That's us.
Wow.
We're here.
Ow.
For the past few years, the Super Cool Sunday Halftime Show has been enjoyed by thousands of people all across this nation. So whether you're throwing a big church event or maybe you're just getting some friends over for the big game, guess what? The Super Cool Sunday Halftime Show is perfect for you.
Well, that sounds great, Andy, but where do I find it?
It's easy. All you got to do is go to sundaycool.com/supercoolsunday or just check the link in our bio.
Yes!
Josh, you have no shirt on.
Says who?
Says me right now with my eyes. I can see that you're not wearing a shirt. That's inappropriate.
Whoops.
Super Cool Sunday Halftime Show. Go now. That was great. I think it's great.
Nailed it, Andy.
I think it's perfect.
Absolutely nailed it right on the head.
Absolutely.
We're just going to have a great time with friends and family and all that kind of stuff. It's going to be really great for everyone to watch.
I think it's going to be a great time. I mean, I think in a year from now, we're going to be able to look back and we're going to replay the clock. We're going to be able to look back
absolutely
on this time.
Absolutely.
And we're going to be able to say without a shadow of a doubt, this was an incredible time.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. I couldn't hear anything that you said.
And I could have said that better myself.
Okay.
Hey, Chris, who sings the song? And I swear that you don't have to go. I thought we could wait for the fireworks. Who sings that? And what's the song called?
Perfect. What were you saying?
So we're going to have to film a pod next week, which, Andy, you ruined it. Check my Slacks before we commit to something.
First of all, you guys, before I even get to the Slack, you literally already had a conversation and figured it out.
It's been 24 hours.
Not quite.
So
we could do Monday through Wednesday.
No, we can't.
You can't do any of those times. My wife can't help you out any of those times.
Well.
Yeah.
Well.
Well, maybe you're right.
Monday through Wednesday. I can't do Tuesday. That's a guarantee.
Okay, we could definitely do Tuesday then.
May Day Parade.
We could do Monday or Wednesday. Let's do Wednesday sometime.
Wait, but we have a website meeting on Wednesday.
Website stuff.
Well, exciting. We have to film next week.
So I know. Andy ruined it.
I did ruin it, apparently. You want to do it like 5 a.m. that morning?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No.
We can film one tomorrow.
No.
Listen.
No.
We moved the website copy session to Monday.
Okay.
Hey. Monday and Tuesday are off the books. Wednesday is our day.
But let's Wednesday, do it.
However,
when's Ada's appointment?
Ada's appointment.
When is Ada's appointment?
When is it?
In the morning time, but it might be long.
And then have Kels watch them in the afternoon.
It's 9. It's at 9, which means basically we can be certain that we could film at 1.
Okay.
Or 12.
Whoa.
We'll shoot for 1.
1 o'clock Wednesday.
But chill, everybody, chill out.
Whoa.
So we film basically everything except for the intro, and then we come in on Saturday, the wives do. And the wives do the intro.
Oh, because like Valentine's?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
well,
yeah.
Now they know.
No, because we're going to edit this out.
No, we don't edit.
we don't edit
stuff out. We've been going.
What happens if we don't do it?
Then they hate us.
Then they know that now, too.
Pitchforks?
Yep. Pitchforks. What's next? Pitchforks? Pitchforks.
I can't get that song out of my head.
Hey, speaking of Valentine's Day, do we want to make a Google free number, a Google number, and put it right here for them to call for dating advice?
Yeah. Give us, call that number and leave a voicemail and give us like a 5 to 10 second blurb on the best, worst dating advice ever.
No, we want to give them the dating advice.
Oh,
ask us.
Then ask us questions.
Yeah, or relationship advice. Yes.
Yeah, don't give us advice. Let us give you advice.
Yeah, for sure. We're experts.
We are.
Josh.
Whoa.
What's happening with the number, though?
Why is it shaking so much?
Why is it turning red?
Hold on. Let me get.
Oh, my God. No! Throw it away.
I will be editing this.
We haven't done that in a while. That felt good.
Yeah.
That felt real good. Whoa. Are you okay?
Mm-mm.
I'm excited. We haven't been together in a while. It's been like 2 weeks.
What? No, it hasn't.
Yeah, it has. It's Thursday, and we didn't film last week either.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of which.
Whoa. Speaking of witches.
We did film something last week in Chattanooga. Yes, we did. Movie night where I was so tired, but Andy said, let's watch this movie.
Scary movie.
Let's watch.
We forced Josh to watch a scary movie.
Let's watch this movie.
Stop. Anyways.
Can I sit next to you on a couch though, Andy? That's what he said. And I was like, okay, fine,
kid. You can go watch it on our Patreon, patreon.com/ninjas or butterflies. We'll play a little 5-second clip right here. I mean, now. See if it'll come up.
Really? That's when I met
John. What's happening, Andy?
That's an alien! We played it already.
It's already done. It's in the past.
Not here. It was there.
It was there.
It was all of us,
honestly.
So yeah, go watch it. Go watch me be scared.
Go check out Patreon. There's a bunch of exclusive content. You can cancel anytime if you don't like it, but I promise you will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want a song?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
All right. I mean, we'll just see if we can...
Y'all hear that?
Just do.
Ooh.
I heard it. Oh, I heard it.
Took me back.
Wow. Let's go.
Here we are once again, sitting round with all our friends. Then it hits all at once. My tummy's upset, it's rumbling. I can tell that I'm gonna poop my pants. I can tell that I'm gonna poop my pants. I stand up, start to walk. My buddy stops me, he wants to talk about the news, his brand new shoes, his kids, his wife, his whole dang life. He has no idea I'm gonna poop my pants. He has no idea I'm gonna poop my pants. Jet right towards the bathroom door. But what's that laying on the floor? A big brown stinky gross surprise. Everyone could believe their eyes. I guess I had already pooped my pants. I guess I had already pooped my pants. So here we are, let's start the show. New pants on, we're ready to go. Episode 75, gonna have the time of our lives. Welcome to Ninjas or Butterflies.
It's on the thing.
Welcome to Ninjas and Butterflies.
I looked away for 1 second and forgot how it started.
Yay!
I started you guys out so fast. That's my fault.
That was great.
Here we go.
We should got faster after each jump. That's the double it.
Drive right towards the bathroom door, but what's that saying on the floor? Big round sneaky group surprise. Everyone couldn't believe their eyes. I guess I just pooped my pants.
Dude, that actually would be fun.
That would be fun.
Wow!
Yeah!
Good job!
Okay.
All righty.
But everyone be quiet.
He didn't even have to tell us to be quiet. We're so used to
doing it. But be quiet.
Sorry.
Now.
We could have just progressed, but you had to say that.
I'm sorry.
Shh. My little child.
Because we have a question today. Sent in by a viewer.
Okay.
Today's question. Sent in by a viewer.
What?
hold on.
Are they all right?
They said, I'm at the door, and I am a whistleblower, and I have information regarding the Oscars, and I think that you should probably let me in. Hold on.
That's not a question.
Yeah, come in.
Scary.
I thought...
At art?
I thought you guys were busy, so I was just going to stand out here until you're... No, come in.
Is he at our door?
Hey, just come in! Come in! Who is it? Can you see who it is?
No, I don't. Are we sure it's the same?
What's your name?
It's not important. Andrew.
Lily.
Josh. Son.
What did he just...
Did he call you son?
Wait a second.
Hold on.
What is that?
Ninjas and Butterflies, that says open immediately. It's from Mr. Hollywood? Hold on. This is really... You guys... The Oscars are rigged. Signed, Mr. Hollywood.
Oh.
What? Wait, was that my dad? What is?
I mean,
who?
I don't know what just happened.
Was that Mr. Hollywood?
Apparently
the Oscars.
Mr. Hollywood, aka Andy's dad, is the whistleblower that just said that the Oscars are rigged.
That makes so much sense. I don't know.
I don't
believe this.
Welcome to the show.
Come back.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's creatures.
As empty your mind.
You learn martial arts.
Ninjas attack!
Oh, that Mr. Beaver scene.
Well, that was weird.
Wacko. Wow, I'm confused.
Oh, the Oscars are rigged.
Hey, that makes a lot of sense. Justice for Greta!
Who?
Greta Gerwig.
Who's that?
The
director.
The director of Barbie. Who
tell Lily
got
about
robbed.
That.
I know about it.
You know about it? So how do you feel about it?
Wait, about how... What's his face
Wait,
won?
About what?
How What's His Face won the Oscar?
So no, there's no Oscars being won. They're nominations already. Yeah.
Right,
so
yeah.
Ryan Gosling got supporting actor. Greta Gerwig did not get best director nominated, and Margot Robbie did not get lead actress.
That's
but
interesting.
Guess what? America Ferrara, the girl that plays in Barbie, got a supporting actress role. So it's like nomination. So it's like,
oh, okay.
Why don't we celebrate that?
Yeah, everyone needs to chill out.
Seems pretty equal to me.
Everyone needs to chill out.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone chill out.
Everyone relax.
Everyone calm down.
I saw David Spade talked about it on TikTok this morning. He's like, not that anyone cares what I say. He says, and correct me if I'm wrong. He's like, I shouldn't have to say that. This is TikTok. You will. But he said that apparently the supporting, like the people that created the movies pick who they want up for nomination. They're like, we're going to select Ryan Gosling first, best supporting role. So it's picked. And so that was one of those things where it's like they chose that because it's an easier category. Easier, he said, but just so.
Mm. Did Greta, has she spoken out about it?
Oh, I don't know. Who cares, though? That's the thing. It's like there are other female director nominated. There's don't make it a thing.
Yeah. You want to hear something crazy? We're going to talk about politics for a second.
You know, speaking of that, on a lighter
subject.
Let me
preface this, all right? I don't care who you vote for, what your...
I care.
If you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, Communist.
One of those makes me really
socialist.
Angry.
Name them all.
Communist.
Zionist.
Yikes. I mean, we're getting really political. Anyways, I saw this thing. It was really weird and funny. This guy, he had a really funny perspective about it. On TikTok, he made this like video talking about both the Republicans and the Democrats, and like it's just like whatever chaos, but it was a funny video. And they aired it on like Fox News, right? And then he's like, oh, that was funny, you know, whatever. And then he said, but then he said, I got an email from a certain political party or a certain politician group.
Figure.
And he said, I won't name it. You can probably figure out who it is. And they said, how would you feel about making a video talking about all the pros of this certain
candidate
or yeah. And he's like we can pay you just to make one video. Mm-hmm. Like, what would you charge for something like that? And he's like, I just want to see how far they would go. And so he's like,
throw something out there.
And he said, $50,000.
No way.
For one video. And they said, deal.
Yo.
And he's like, what?
What are your values?
And he's like, he said, I gotta be honest with you, I was really tempted to do it. And he said, but I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah, I mean, so who wouldn't be tempted a little bit? But golly, dude, that's crazy.
$50,000 to one content creator on TikTok.
Yeah.
Who was the content
for
creator?
For one video.
I have to pull him up. How, yeah.
That's how, a freaking salary.
Yeah. And he didn't have that many followers.
Who was it? Tell
he
me.
He only had like 300,000, 400,000
followers. Yeah, it was like 400,000 followers.
So it's like,
I gotta look it up.
Who
was
the candidate?
I don't want to say.
All right. Tell me later.
That's back. Wild, though. It's wild.
Yeah.
It's absolutely wild. It's so like, it's, I don't know. It, you hate to hear that because it's like, come on. You know, things happen like that dirty, but it's like, you also can't. I mean, they got to be smarter than that. They're talking to TikTok content creators and they're, you know, have some actual pride.
So you saw
in themselves.
That video.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you?
He was one.
He didn't say who the person was in the video, right?
He told the party. Yeah. Oh. But yeah.
Well, then, but, yeah, if you specific, see it, it's a Democratic Party.
Yeah.
That,
oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm just like, dude, that's wild.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Kennedy tells you, if you make me a video, we'll give you a pizza, and I'll tell you everything about JFK.
Ooh.
He says that, really?
Deal.
No.
Oh.
He's just out there making deals.
With you guys, pizza. Obviously my brain isn't working right now. I'm like,
hey, good for him.
Wait. Seriously?
Lily's like, hey, why are we having him on the pod? Come on. That's so fun.
One more thing politically.
All right.
Because I'm like, we talk about like the pull and the strings and like we've talked about like BlackRock and like all that stuff.
Yeah.
And this one lady who's running for Senate, and she's Republican.
Right? Oh, Arizona?
I think it's Arizona.
Dude.
Did you see this too? Yeah. There's a recording where she was meeting with another politician. She was recording it. He had no idea. And in fact, he's like, you can't repeat this to anyone.
Uh-oh.
It's out there now. So anyone can go look this up.
I had to Google it this morning just to confirm that it was real. It was that intense.
Wait, say the scene again. She was talking to another politician and her phone was recording purposefully or
she was recording. Yeah.
Okay. He's already in political office in Arizona. She's running for Senate.
And he says, basically, like something along the lines of the companies, they want you to not run.
The guys out east is what.
Oh
he
yeah,
said.
The guys out east, and he said corporations at some point.
Yeah, it was weird, dude.
And he's like, they don't want you to run this year. She's like, I'm not dropping out. Like we gotta fight the fight, whatever. And he's like, you don't have to drop out. Just give it 2 years. Don't run for 2 more years. They're basically saying they're asking me what price. They said, and he's mentioned something about like we can put, they'll put you on like a payroll, like literally everything everyone's always talked about.
Crazy,
they're
dude.
All doing it. Oh my gosh,
and it's crazy.
And she's
man.
she's like, I'm not gonna do that.
No.
And she's like,
and also I'm gonna out you to the
and
nation.
She's like, they'll probably try to kill me. And he's like, well, I mean, like.
She did not.
Yeah,
she just broke the stick.
Oh my gosh!
Wait, that's on the recording.
That's on the recording.
Are we sure this is real?
No,
yeah,
dude,
it was confirmed.
That's how crazy it was. I was listening to the recording and I was like, "This is insane. This is wild." And then I looked at it, I Googled it, and it was just like reported last night. So it was like,
no way.
Yeah, it was crazy. So it's fresh.
Okay, but now here's the question.
Let's play devil's advocate real quick.
But who's reporting?
That's
it?
A powerful piece of marketing for her.
That and. Could it not just be, in a sense, a propaganda thing?
Oh, dang.
Like, if it's like a planted, either way, oh, like, because they're like feeding into like the people being like, it's like their politicians are all bought out, whatever. So, could it be like a planted thing of like, for whatever party, and like, I don't know.
Okay, well, who's reporting on it? Like, nobody or TikTok?
No, yeah, it was on the news.
What news?
I don't know.
I'm telling you, it was everywhere.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, if the news is picking it up, I'm more inclined to believe it's some kind of
They ran a cover story on ebombs.com.
Well, she came out and was saying, like, this is what the conversation I just had yesterday.
But I'm saying if popular news stations that we know, the media stations, have picked it up, I'm more inclined to believe it's some kind of scheme.
Sure. Yeah, because they have an agenda themselves.
They're on the payroll.
They are the payroll.
Hey,
oh,
we are the payroll.
Hey, guys, you know what we should do? Let's just all be nice.
Hey, how about this? How about we don't blackmail people?
Hey,
how about this?
Hey, how about we have, like, reliable news sources? And
I don't care who anyone votes for. That's your own right, because it's America, baby.
Yeah.
And you can choose whoever you want to choose to vote for. Whatever.
You can do whatever you want. Whatever That's the you point want. Of America.
And our differences are what makes us beautiful.
Mm. Amen.
But.
If you did this.
Listen.
All right, enough about the
political. I don't want to cause trouble, but.
We're also, we know nothing about politics, and we, whatever. I don't know.
Dude, I care about politics. I think we should turn this into a political podcast.
You know what? I love politics.
You know what? All these guys, we're going to be talking about politics today.
Let's turn this into a political science podcast.
Okay. I just want to talk like Tucker Carlson for a whole podcast. Like,
laugh like him.
Did you see
I don't know how he does his laugh, but I just love the way he talks. Like, it's just the... I wonder.
Yeah.
You asked me this question. I wonder if UFOs are real.
Yeah.
Then I say to myself, what is that about?
Did you see that video where he was like calling Canada?
No.
He like called, I don't even know what number he called. Like, this is blah, 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 Canada, blah, blah. And then it spoke in French. He's like, well, I don't know what that last part, what you said, because I don't speak French, but tell your Prime Minister Trudeau, I'm coming and I'm going to liberate Canada. It's like,
okay, pal.
All right.
Chill out.
Easy.
We're coming.
We're becoming a political podcast because we've been recently endorsed by Ben Shapiro.
Yes, we have been.
As Ben Shapiro. Dumbest thing he's ever seen.
Dude, yeah. I'm telling you, I told Josh, we need shirts that just say Ninjas of Butterflies, the dumbest thing Ben Shapiro has ever seen.
Yeah. he did laugh.
Yeah.
He did.
For those of you who didn't see it, if you go to the Ben Shapiro's YouTube, you can go look at his shorts and stuff, and he reacts to our Mandela Effect video.
Yeah.
And the only commentary he had is like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
That's the thing. His reaction was everything I wanted, because I think why people watch us.
Yeah.
So they're like, this is really funny, but this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
these people have no idea what they're talking
about. We just sang a song about pooping our pants. Which, I mean, that's not dumb. That could be a real medical condition.
Yeah.
Struggle, dude.
Yeah, and a lot of people probably were motivated by that song and inspired.
Yeah.
That's probably the songbird. I mean, the song of our generation. The songbird. Songbird is the quote from the movie.
So what's going on, guys?
Hey, not a lot. We got back from Chattanooga.
Yeah.
Yeah, I missed you guys. It was lonely.
Yeah, Andrew didn't come, unfortunately. But we had a good time. It was freezing cold. It was, we ate a lot of good food. Saw a lot of cool people. And Sunday Cool showed up, dude. It was a blast.
Showed up.
Showed up. Dad, we're here. We're coming. Hey, we you know what we did? We called Chattanooga before we came. We're like, hey, Chattanooga, we're coming.
Tell your mayor, we're coming.
We're on our way.
And we're going to liberate Chattanooga.
Tell Mr. Chattanooga, we're coming, boy.
Yeah. It was fun. It was so cold.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it snowed a couple times, which was cool.
I think
to see.
The coldest it got was like 7 degrees or something.
I didn't know it snowed. It was wild. You guys were there.
Yeah, a couple times. He was dope.
And we had Clarissa, who was on the trip. She's in the movie thing on the Patreon. She turned the thermostat up to 78 degrees. Like a psychopath.
Yeah, you straight were dying.
Jail. Straight to jail.
78? What are we doing?
Yeah.
We trying to create our own greenhouse?
There is no time, no environment where 78 degrees feels good.
No. Maybe
as far
water.
As far as like in your thermostat. No, that's cold.
Yeah. Springs around here 72,
yep.
Which is pretty cold.
It's year round, baby.
Yeah, wetsuit. You'd be in a wetsuit.
Mm.
I think it feels good, though, dude. Maybe it's just the Rogan in me, you know, doing some of those cold plunges, dude.
Cold plunges.
Dad, you have a plunge today, Dad?
I got a message from somebody I went to high school with that was like, did you know that Joe Rogan is following you guys? The guy that killed Osama bin Laden.
What?
Is that, and that's no all he way. Said?
Yeah.
Is that a real thing?
That's what
or
he said.
Or they're joking?
I...
Is there someone out there that thinks Joe Rogan's the guy that killed Bin Laden? Could you imagine?
Remember we talked about Tartaria a little bit?
Yeah.
I always say this. I want to do more research.
Yeah.
But, dude, it's really hard to find stuff on Tartaria.
We got
to
go.
It doesn't
What's
exist.
Russia?
I know. We'll go, though.
I know. But let's just go. What are you guys doing?
Why are you guys just, you guys aren't thinking with the right mindset here.
But it's been said that it's the conspiracy theory is that these people are like, yo, this empire existed in modern day Russia.
Yeah.
But now like all like historians and stuff like, no, it didn't. Like, what are you guys talking about? Like, where are you even getting this from? Well, guess what? There's a document from the CIA. That was released. I really should have written the date down. It was like 1957, the CIA document.
Sounds good.
And the whole, it was like a 10-page document that was released to the public in 1995. And it was about the Soviet Russia and the impacts of communism with the changing and deletion or erasing of history.
Okay.
And they talk about Tartaria. In this document from 1957.
This is their cornucopia.
When is it proposed that Tartaria was in its prime? Is that the ancient world?
I think its prime, I think what I saw was like the 1300s.
Oh, wow.
But some things I saw, which was super interesting, was like Tartaria was this empire, highly advanced, but it was like Muslims, Christians and Buddhists all were like living in harmony within this empire. But that started to turn into the mixing of all their religions into kind of like this, like Buddhist, Christian, Muslim,
Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so this document talks a lot about how many Muslims were called this region of Russia home.
Wow.
And how the Soviets basically kicked all the Muslims out and went as far as to change the history of Tartaria. And this is the part that the little snippet in this document. It says, or let us take the matter of history, which along with religion, language, and literature constitute the core of a people's cultural heritage. Here again, the communists, let me turn it this way. It's really small. Stop. Here again, the communists have interfered in a shameless manner. For example, on the 9th of August, 1944, the Central Committee of the Communist Party, sitting in Moscow, issued a directive ordering the party's Tartar Provincial Committee to proceed to the scientific revision of the history of Tartaria to liquidate serious shortcomings and mistakes of nationalistic character committed by individual writers and historians in dealing with the Tartar history.
Wow.
In other words, Tartar history was to be rewritten, let us be frank, was to be falsified in order to eliminate references to Great Russia aggressions and hide the fact of the real course of the Tartar-Russian relations.
Wow.
And it goes on and on. But like, they're like, what?
That's a lot. You finished it and you just looked at me. I was listening. What do you want from me?
What was the name of that?
Maybe like a...
Oh, every time you had said tartar, I just kept thinking of tartar sauce.
If you type in CIA document, Tartarian. Yeah,
I found another one from 01 that's like talking about like how they...
A CIA document?
Yeah, how Russians were paying tribute to the Khan of Tartar or Tartar or whatever...
Yeah, Tartar.
Tartar. But, yeah.
Party so Tartar.
In 01, there's another document where the CIA is talking about, like, historical record of them being oppressed by Tartar and Russia paying tribute to.
Weird.
So
yeah, so explain what you all like. What does that all mean?
So basically, they're
it existed. Russia,
the Soviets' goal.
So they just completely confirmed it.
Yeah, to just eliminate that this never happened in history.
And see,
that just made me freak out a little bit.
Yeah,
because we talked about the Mandela effect.
Yep.
And this conspiracy of them trying to see how they can eliminate history, and they did it. Obviously. You know, from this document from 1957, because now no one has ever heard of Tartaria.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, what have they done? I mean, we also talked about with the Smithsonian, with the like the Native Americans and like how developed they were and like how they, I forget the word, but they're connected to just people groups from all over the world. But the Smithsonian's like, no, we're going to write history like this.
Yeah.
They were isolated and dumb.
Yeah.
And it's like,
like not true.
Because it's so but much like more what? Palatable to to understand that we basically eradicated a culture of a group that was dumb and not doing anything. And that's probably exactly what happened in Tartaria is the connection that you're trying to make.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they push everybody out. I'm sure horrible things.
Well, it talks about the Muslims of like how brutal they were.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. It's
they
just
would
like
want to erase that.
If you discredit this and altogether erase their history completely,
gosh,
the people of Russia will be like,
yeah, they can't be vindicated because it didn't exist.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you talking about? This is what happened.
They won't.
Can you prove it differently? It's like, well, no, because you ruined it. Like, you took everything.
Yeah.
But now, though, what are they going to do now? Because now everything's digitized. Now everything's on paper, you know, on like not even on paper, but like on servers, on clouds. So is there going to be different tactics on how we forget information or how things can be?
An EMP.
Well, they, I mean, I feel like they're doing it now with every aspect of life of just like the whole election politician stuff and just like, well, that's not true. This is false. That's a conspiracy. So you get to the point like, well, then what can you believe?
So you question everything.
It's like, well, it's on this piece of paper. It's like, well, who wrote that piece of paper?
Yeah.
Where'd that come from? Were they right? Or are they just making a conspiracy? Or is it propaganda? You know, it's like.
And then you wake up and you're dreaming. You're like, wow.
All this stuff. That lamp looks weird.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
Dude, when you go back to Russia, though, and you think about it, it's a way of ensuring that there's never another uprising.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, if your identity is gone, it's the same thing they did in Hawaii, where they literally in schools, they punished kids for speaking the native Hawaiian language. And my family from Hawaii was in town. They were talking and like it's called the Kuleana land, the land that you always owned. And it was all passed down through like, everyone knows everyone's history.
Wow.
Word of mouth.
Oh, wow.
But when you can't speak your language, you can't pass that history. None of that's taught in schools. Somebody who works in government in Hawaii that I met literally didn't even know that her family, like her entire history, she found out like her family has rights to land in Maui.
Oh, that's so hard.
But like that's why you erase the history, right?
Yeah.
You get rid of their claim to what is theirs.
Can I take us down a little segue that's kind of similar?
Sure.
Okay. I saw this the other day. The purpose of the prohibition is so much more different than obviously what we take
what we were told
at surface level, because we're thinking, oh, you know, maybe America wanted everybody, like maybe there's a health crisis and they're like, you guys have to get rid of all the alcohol because it's ruining your brains and stuff, which it does. But they were talking about at the time, which I don't think you see this recorded in a lot of areas, people were using alcohol to fuel their cars and their homes. So they were using it as energy. And they were creating their own alcohol. So basically everybody, it was a common practice to collect all your food scraps and ferment them in your home. And it was a completely renewable and easily attainable form of energy. And then they just banned it. They said, you can't make it. You can have it in your house. And they said it burns so cleanly, we wouldn't have any of the harmful environmental effects that we have today if we had continued this practice.
I've never heard that in my entire life.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy. Wild.
That gave me goosebumps.
It's crazy. I mean, obviously cars these days aren't manufactured in such a way that you could use it, but that's purposeful also.
That's actually not true. They're like, but they're limited. It's called flex fuel.
Oh, really?
Ethanol is corn gas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But so they limit it.
Wow.
Just pour a little bit of moonshine in there. That'll get you going real good.
What was that Shia LaBeouf movie?
Oh, yeah, Lawless.
Dude,
so good. That scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that's wild.
Dude, tell me about it.
Dude. And we learned that it, yeah, like I always thought it was just like it was 100% just because it's like, you know, like, hey, let's just get this, you know, America back on track. Yeah, let's focus.
Think about it. What we truly know is that the elites that were making those decisions were still drinking.
Yeah.
They were still drinking during the Prohibition. That's, they just didn't want everybody to have their
so
own.
So much more
energy.
Sense.
There's no money in that if you can sustain yourself.
Dude, that's insane.
I know.
Like how Florida forever, it's like you couldn't like just install your own solar panels to power your home. Mm-hmm. Like it had to come through the state government.
That's wild,
and
man.
You had to be on their grid. And now like the solar panels that we have today have to connect to that grid as well.
Yeah, you can't, it can't be independent.
So. Maybe I'm just ignorant and don't understand their reasonings for that. But it's like, to me, it seems like pretty cut and dry. It's like your land, you can do what you want as long as no one else is being harmed. Right?
That's
like, I mean, like
what
that's
saying.
Like just something as simple as clean energy like that. It's like, why can't,
dude?
Why can't you?
I'm about to get Kirk Cameron in here. But like,
dude, we need to get Kirk on the pod.
We were doing our taxes, or we're just looking at our taxes. And the sheer amount of money that is taken out of our paychecks is astronomical.
This is to really turn into a political podcast.
Get real, you guys.
This is an adult podcast right now. It's just like, why are things this way?
We need another tea party, but it needs to be like Zen and Jules and stuff. That would just throw into Boston Harbor.
We would be the generation that like we do that, and it's like you just contaminated all this water. What are you doing? You just killed all these whales.
Grimace shakes or something?
Did we talk about the New Zealand of like how they went through years of passing legislation to ban cigarettes from New Zealand?
Yeah.
And they were at the signing table, basically. And then they looked at the number of taxes from cigarette sales.
Oh, yeah. No.
And it was over $1 billion.
Oh, my gosh.
And they said,
hmm.
Actually, never mind. We're going to think about this a little longer. And so they didn't pass it.
Wow. Jeez Louise.
So they don't care about that.
They don't care. They don't care. I do remember, though, I like what they do in New Zealand. That's me, sorry.
Oh, no. I literally thought I was having a stroke.
She's getting passionate. She's like, I've got to tell you something.
In New Zealand and Australia in particular, I remember my friends from Disney that were from there. They were so surprised at our tobacco sales in America, because in New Zealand and Australia, the packaging, first of all, they're like $20 a carton or something like that. Like insanely expensive. And they're covered in pictures and images of what happens to you after long-term use.
Yeah.
It's like people like debilitated.
That. That's amazing.
I know. So they're like
you can buy
this.
But this will happen to you. Yeah. And you're like,
it's like, it's like the only cigarette.
You look like this.
You want this?
Oh, I don't.
You happy now?
What? I want lace anymore.
Wait a second.
I don't want to turn into that.
Yeah. Not today.
Because I like that idea. Like, I think that that's applicable in our country, though.
Can you imagine they put that on every food process product, soda, all that stuff of just like.
Yeah. At least you have the free will for it to be accessible, but
yeah.
Too much freedom is what we have.
All right.
Too much freedom.
What does the sticker look like for Mountain Dew?
For those just listening, I just pointed to Andy. Oh my He's just like,
wait, the picture of him on the bus at Word of Life.
Oh, yeah.
This just in, Mountain Dew stock in the buckets.
Yeah.
I didn't know where I wanted you to go with that, but that works.
That took me a second. I was like, wait, wow.
Oh.
It's like, you want me to answer?
Taxes, am I right?
Yeah, man.
Don't get me started.
The man.
You have to say, because you referenced Kirk Cameron. I don't think we've ever referenced him on the podcast, but there's a clip of us that we love from Kirk Cameron, and what does he say?
He says, taxation is castration of the man.
Yeah.
And so we did that one shirt, that Cool Carl shirt that says, stop taxing Kirk Cameron.
Yes, please.
But that's a funny line, because castration of the man is also just castration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So not well said.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Come on, Kirk.
The man.
From the man being the government. Is that what he meant?
No.
Oh.
But yeah. So speaking of taxing.
And Kirk Cameron.
And that one. And cigarette being bad for you, and
me on Mountain Dew.
We don't have to do anymore. ba 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 ba. Keep going.
Bum, 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 bum,
oh, wait, I'll keep going. You talk about what we're doing.
Bum, 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 hey, everybody. Bum, welcome bum, to the Sunday Cool Ad. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we have an incredible event that's going to be happening on Super Bowl Sunday. We are doing the Super Cool Sunday Halftime Show, a fun alternative to all that Usher and Reba and Post Malone nonsense. You want to hang out with your favorite podcaster in the biggest game of the year? Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? You can do it by going to sundaycool.com/Super Cool Sunday. We'll see you there.
We'll see you there, ladies
Sunday,
and gentlemen.
Sunday.
Go sports.
Tigers.
Go sports.
Go sports team. Go.
Is the Super Bowl run by the Illuminati?
It is.
Cool.
Cool. I have a fun, fun story.
Okay, let me go pee real quick.
Okay.
Dude, I have a few
Don't say it without
me. No, I won't. Yeah.
Please.
I won't. I promise.
Please don't.
Okay, I was gonna, but I'm not gonna now.
Don't do it.
I love you. No. See you later.
Don't go.
Hey, I'm gonna ask you a question you have to answer when you get back, okay? Okay. Do you want to be a samurai, a pirate, or a cowboy? Report back.
Pirate.
When you get back. Pirate.
Pirate.
Full-time pirate. Why?
Port.
Port to port.
Scallywags.
Need I say more?
I think I have to be a samurai.
Yeah. But but it's such a risky job because, like, if you fail or if you mess up, like, you're done. Like, you gotta outski yourself.
Dude, I don't take L's.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Or maybe a cowboy.
I mean, if I could be, I would be a cowboy if I could be like outlaw. I don't want to be like a cowboy, like
Asian cowboys kind of
hurt him.
Yeah.
He used to be Jackie Chan, Shanghai Noon.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
I haven't seen it.
Oh.
Was that your impersonation of Jackie Chan?
No, shut up. Shut up.
Yeah, I think it would be a cowboy. I don't think there's I think we've glamorized pirates way too much. I feel like that was probably the most hardcore and disgusting way of living. Yeah. I can't even imagine.
Everybody was scurvy.
Dude, yeah. I mean, like, there was no... You're not bathing. You're just... The teeth... Oh, man. I can't even... It just makes me squirm.
Okay, fine. I'll be a cowboy.
I would be a cowboy if I could be an outlaw. I don't want to be herding cows all day. I ain't there for work.
Cowboy.
Cowboy?
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of cowboy are you thinking, though?
Like a cattle rancher.
Yeah. What's the best cowboy movie?
Yellowstone.
Shoot.
That's a Yellowstone?
Show. Yeah.
Too cheesy for me.
Best cowboy movie.
Django Unchained is
Shanghai
so fun.
Noon.
The OG.
We were just talking about that.
The OG.
You should have heard her impression.
Shoot.
Shut up. I didn't make an impression.
It's an old John Wayne movie is what I'm thinking of.
John Wayne.
I still haven't seen The Good, the Bad, the Ugly, and I even own it on DVD. I bought it like years ago.
I saw it in a film class.
Do your Clint Eastwood impression.
That's Robert De Niro.
I don't know, man. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Feeling lucky. 44 Magnum, most powerful handgun in the world. I think you need to leave. Now. Will do ya, punk.
Yeah, that's good.
I learned that from Bruce Almighty. That's the only reason I know that.
What'd you say?
I said I can't see myself as anything other than a samurai.
Mm. The life of a samurai was hard.
I know.
Why do you think it was hard?
It's just discipline.
I think it just. I think I
genuinely had to wake up at like a 7, right?
I genuinely think it has to do with like which period of history, because I think there were eras where it was pretty much like they're already respected.
It's funny. Question came from a TikTok, and the girl asked her like her boyfriend, and the top comment was like, "I just asked my boyfriend, and he said which period in time."
Yeah, because that's true about like a cowboy. I do not want to be an early pioneer cowboy. That was just rough in it.
No, prime like. Midwest or like, you know, like...
Like developed America.
Yeah, man. That would like...
Like the saloon 1900s.
Bro, but like 1900s. Maybe Manifest Destiny.
What?
Maybe during that period.
Oh.
It'd be cool. Because at least you had like the East Coast as a sounding board, but then it's like the Great Open West. Mm. Let's go develop it.
There's a lot of stories of giants, like giant samurais. like literally really? In stature, like that nine would, plus feet tall.
Out of
like
all the types of giants, that's probably the most terrifying.
Like the giant,
a,
like
a samurai, like dude, an agile.
Yeah,
dude.
look up
samurai giant.
Giant samurai sword or katana.
Dude, that would be so, because the sword would be huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this thing, it's like, it looks like it's like 8 feet long, this sword.
That's wild.
But yeah.
I had said pirate originally.
No, that's, yeah, look at
nah,
that.
You're wrong.
You see that? Look at that samurai sword.
That's dumb. That's crazy.
Holy smokes.
What do you do with that? Dude, when, yeah, have you, I love watching those competitions where people are using like an actual katana or samurai sword or whatever, and they're not using it correctly, apparently, but they're trying to chop this like rope or whatever. And then the one guy who's an absolute expert in it just goes over and just slices it with no effort. Like, yeah.
Wow.
I'm like, that's impressive. Because you always hear like, you just got to know how to work it. I'm like, yeah, no.
You guys need to see it. It's
I
this,
can
can't be
it.
That hard.
I can do it.
This YouTube channel called I think it's the History Dose. He does a great job of like narrating like history, like stories from history.
Yeah.
And he does one about like the samurai wars and stuff in Japan. And after watching that, I'm like, no way do I want to be a samurai. Dude, it was scary.
They were intense?
They were intense.
I'll
like,
have to watch it.
Like brutal.
Yeah. What would they do?
Slice people up.
Yeah.
But it was all about like family. It was like the mafia. I mean, they have like the modern day.
Yep.
I don't know what it's like. The it starts with a K.
It'll come to me.
It was like very like family oriented too. Yeah, like you so like you had to get born like into it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yakuza.
Yeah.
That even sounds scary.
But yeah, all
definitely starts with a K.
The gang. There's a. You are a punk. You're literally a punk.
Doesn't start with a K, by the way. Go ahead.
Hey, it
go
brought ahead, it brought the thought
the
to
Yakuza.
My
Yakuza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Continue. It's a C, but I'm just kidding. It's a K. It is.
I'm about to fight. It
doesn't start with
it's
a K.
Actually a Japanese letter, but.
Anyways, those family gangs in Japan are derived from the old samurai families.
And it's just all kept track of.
Yeah.
Golly, dude, that's wild.
Dude, you guys would enjoy watching like a doc on like tattoos in the Yakuza and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
if you have tattoos in Japan, you can't go into the like the bathhouses and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. No, they're like, it's not cool at all to have.
Well.
Yeah.
So if you see somebody who's like, it's a very like brazen statement of, I just don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What if I don't care?
And also what's the finger thing?
It's if you screw up, it's a way of showing like loyalty. And it's like, they used to regain honor by.
Yeah.
Something terrible.
If you mess up, you get up part of your finger chopped.
You can literally go and in your apology, you can't just say sorry for screwing something up. You have to do it yourself.
I had Japanese class one time and the guy talked about like how he went over there on a mission and everything like that. And the guy that was leading him around and had one of those guys for security. Almost like just kind of like to walk them through as a chaperone kind of thing. And he says, yeah, you can always tell who the screw ups are because there's guys, no joke, they'll like be missing 2-3 fingers. And it's like, no, it's like, that's just part of it. Like, I'm like, that's wild.
Dude, speaking about like physical punishment, for development and behavior changing.
Yeah. Speaking of that,
Josh made me watch this documentary last night.
Yeah.
About what is that?
Orthodontics. It's called Open Wide. And this dude started in the like 1940s-ish?
60s.
60s. Oh, yeah. It was the 60s. Over in the UK. And it's all about, he does not modern orthodontistry. Is that how we'd say it?
Maybe.
Basically, his whole process and instruments he uses just helps reshape your jaw to where it's wider. Like how it used to be. Because he's like, no one, like if you look at all these old skeletons, everyone always had perfect teeth and all their teeth fit. He said now almost every other person has their teeth are crowded. And he's like, it's because of the jaw. And so he like but this dude was like,
yeah,
he tested it on his children.
He experimented on his children.
And like, and you see them all sitting next to each other. And he's like, my oldest did it with him and
didn't work out
because, and then I fine tuned it for my second son and they're sitting next to each other. And the second son, his jaw is just like, it's perfect. Like he has like this, and then the daughter was even better,
mm-hmm.
but then he would take like twins and do like a control to where they're identical twins. And they interviewed one of the identical twins, and her face looks completely different now. And she did it like when she was a child.
Yeah, now she's an adult.
I don't know how to feel about all this. It seems weird.
Dude, it's interesting.
All modern medicine, if you go back like 100 years, is like sketchy.
But here's the thing.
Yeah. It just makes me, I don't know. I just like get the heebie-jeebies about that with whole teeth and
his,
the bones.
His, like the way he does it and the concept of like getting your jaw to its healthy state, it's like, yeah, that's actually really cool. But his whole purpose was that he literally said, like, there's so many people in this world that just have ugly faces. My job is to make them not look ugly.
Their motives are they'll never get off the ground because they have too much flair and their motives are so wrong. Like, rather than it being about like health and like people that have sleep apnea and like just uncomfortable like jaws and stuff like that, it's all about everybody's ugly and you would not be ugly.
It's because you have a flat face.
How's he doing in the looks department?
Yeah, no, not wait good. Till you watch it.
Good. That's funny. I like people that that's like overconfidence. It's it's like you guys are not even, you but guys are all ugly.
This device that he makes, they said it's very medieval. Like,
yeah.
And he did it with his children, which is like,
that's wild.
Pretty sad. But it's like this, it looks like a retainer that goes like up under your thing.
Yeah.
And it was actually, it went viral on TikTok. It's called the mewing.
Yeah, mewing. Yeah,
it's like where like you are supposed to like keep your like tongue to the roof of your mouth and like almost suction cup it, which helps extenuate your jaw.
Yeah.
But
is this grossing you out?
For some reason, I don't know. I've never felt this like, but I just don't like talk about teeth, I guess.
This
I don't
device
know.
Basically had like almost like two sharp things on it to where if you dropped your jaw, it would poke you. And so you would train your jaw to like sit up.
Weird.
And you have to sleep like that. You have to wear it for like 16 hours a day or something.
Weird.
One of them said it was like a 4-year process.
It is. But so here's.
But I mean, their jaw, it's a clear difference. And it's wild.
The whole point of the documentary too is that he's being sued for his license. They're going to take his license away. Nice. The other orthodontists.
And they were just like, and let's show you why.
Yeah. They're very against fixed braces, the Mews are. And here's the thing. We can't criticize these guys for being medieval because orthodontics, period, is medieval. Like, there's it's so uncomfortable no matter what way you cut it.
Just getting bars and just cranking them.
I just looked at a photo and I regret looking at the photo.
I had braces for 4 years and I had 7 adult teeth pulled to make room for all of my teeth.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just counted them last night because we were watching it. I have 24 teeth. You're supposed to have like 32.
32, yeah. Wow.
I still got 32, baby.
Hey.
Anyway, that's the product of modern orthodontics. So I don't want to hear what one is saying about the other. You know what I'm saying? You all are wrong.
I want to talk to the 10th dentist, okay? They always say 9 out of 10. I want to talk to the 10th one because I feel like he's got some real truth.
What's he
got
to say? Yeah.
But they did. Joe Rogan had someone on his podcast and they were talking about that. And he said, basically, our mouths have formed this way because of like all the soft food that we eat.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have anything to where we like have to chew.
Yeah.
And so these orthodontist dudes, they're like, one of the things is like, be chewing gum and all that stuff, like really practice the.
Have you seen the
exercise ball?
There's like a, I don't know if he's Tahitian or something like that, but he's like this dude who does like tours for tourists and stuff. But part of his whole thing is he shows how to break into a coconut, but he uses his teeth.
Ew.
And like climbs the tree, but he literally just grabs it and like rips it open. But the dude looks like me, but 2 inches wider. And it's just like, it looks like a caricature.
But. So I'm just going to go to a beef jerky diet the rest of my life.
As soon as I thought, I was like, just like, what can I chew on?
Like, but you know, like after like you eat like a bunch of beef jerky, you're like, man, my jaw is sore.
Yeah.
It's because we're literally not exercising our jaw enough.
Interesting. Golly, man.
So run that mouth, baby.
Hey, keep on yapping.
That's why Lily has such a big jaw.
I ate a lot of beef jerky. Oh, no.
Yeah that's why.
Shut up.
That was great.
Yeah.
But wowza.
Speaking of jaws.
Yes.
We're going to take a little step back into history for a brief moment. I came across this story. What are you laughing at?
I thought you were about to introduce Question Corner, so I took a bit. I was like, And then you're like, and then you well, were like waiting, and I was like,
what I was going to, what I was going to say, Andy,
yeah,
is we're going to take a brief step back into history, but before we do that.
Question corner, question corner, question corner with Lily. Where the questions are fresh on our mind.
This question is submitted by our friend Riley Vandevoorde.
Vandevoorde.
Don't say his name.
Lord Vandevoorde, please have pity on me. Do it.
Do it. And he suggests that I ask the question. It says, John 20:30 says, Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. What do you think are some of the non-recorded signs?
Hmm.
I don't know. We're kind of like...
I don't want to fill in.
Listen, you guys, it's fun.
I think he probably fed a lot more people.
Nice.
Because he's a good guy like that.
Yeah.
I don't know what else he would have done. Obviously, if it would have been like something...
I mean,
do they not repeat things? So maybe it was like something like... But could have given something crazy. They're like, we don't have the time to talk about it.
You know, it was a cool story.
What?
Regarding the miracles of Jesus. The part where he heals the blind man by spitting in the dirt and making mud.
I always ask if he hawked a loogie.
Do you know, like, the reasoning of that?
I don't think so.
If I'm, it's been a while since I've read this or maybe seen it. I forget where, whatever. But the... So this man, he was blind, and he was just like a beggar, basically, right? In the Jewish tradition, if your child had a disability to where they couldn't provide income or whatever for the family literally had the right to dismiss them as a child,
as
an heir. And so they were basically treated as like the worst of the worst humans because they had no claim to anything.
Mm.
And so people... would walk by and they would typically spit by them as a, like, you're a disgrace, like, right? What Jesus did was when he walked up, he spit. And so he recognized it as like, oh, I'm a disgrace. But Jesus was showing, like, using that disgrace and ultimately healing him for the full, like, you're not a disgrace. And like, I'm like, that's the coolest thing ever.
Also, think about returning to dust as well. I mean, the significance with the ground, the earth and stuff. Yeah. Wow. That's cool. I like that.
I think I butchered it a little bit, but that's basically what it was.
That's cool.
Maybe he turned wine into water.
Oh, the opposite.
Yeah. Like they're everybody's just walking really through the desert. Thirsty. They're like, listen, we have to drink something else. We don't have any ones. Like
he's he's in the back of the wedding hall and cutting people off mid sip.
Oh yeah. They're like, let me get one more. And he's like, sure. Like, this water tastes like, or this wine tastes like water. It's good stuff, though.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Do you think he could have been capable of creating, like, I know this is a ridiculous question, but if, like, at one point back then, could he have just been like, I know this doesn't exist yet, but can we get some Mountain Dew? And then just, like, it just makes Mountain Dew?
Dude,
like, a future product? Like,
I've wondered of, like, because he's God, like, you know, like he's all knowing, like he knows the future and he knows the past, he knows the present.
Yeah.
Like he would have had to have known about Mountain Dew.
Yeah. It's like, sure. Was he
in some sense?
Or Apricot Red Bull.
Or Apricot Red Bull.
It would have had it cross through the mind. Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of wild to think about.
Yeah.
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 It's like anytime like he was like away from the disciples or he was like just with them, he's like, listen. Don't tell anybody. What if that was the stuff he didn't tell? He's like, and also we got to try it. Like we were hungry one day and we had no food. And so he just provided like a Snickers. I don't know what that is. Like, this is like, incredible.
Like this, don't write this in the book. Right?
This is not important.
This is like chicken
just
wings.
A little like it's like you guys are going to freak out. This is called Chick-fil-A. This is incredible.
In the future, they'll call it the Lord's Chicken. You invented it.
That's
a fun thought.
Yeah, we'll go with that one. I like that. Give us a song there, Ace.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Song time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
song time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I will.
Go.
Rolling Stones.
Andrew has a riddle for us. Don't you know it's glorious?
That's not Rolling Stones, is it?
Yeah, it is the Beast of Burden.
Oh.
I don't know any Rolling Stones songs.
No, yeah, you do. You definitely do.
I mean, I would have to hear
Give Me Shelter.
Get Me Shelter. I don't know.
Turn me out. I don't know. Yeah, I can't really think of the rhythm.
Anyways, man, go for it.
That was good enough.
Scent. I've watched this. It's a video of a horse, and it's hard to tell if it's walking forward or backward. I want to know which one you see.
All right, ready? Three, audio or no?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
That's walking away.
No. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely walking away.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
That's walking away.
You can see its tail in the back.
See, it's...
Yeah, it's walking away.
Wait till you get further in the video, you guys.
All I see is walking away.
Try to see it walking toward you.
I can see that. At the beginning, it looks like it's walking towards you. Oh, no, I can see it. It's definitely walking away. Well.
Yeah, it's walking away. It's definitely walking away.
Well, I don't know now, Andy.
It definitely is.
Unless they did like two videos of it walking away and walking towards... Wait.
Oh, that'd be
dude,
funny.
What? Okay. That's actually crazy.
It's tripping. Because
you're like fully convinced, oh, yeah, it's definitely walking away.
It wasn't until I allowed myself to think the opposite that I started seeing the opposite.
That's wild.
Messed with my head.
That's crazy.
Someone's comment was, you haven't unlocked him as a playable character yet.
Love that. Love that.
Speaking of horses walking away, though.
Oh, don't say it.
I'm going to take a little dive back into history.
Oh, here we go.
That was it there.
Yeah. What you doing over there?
Nothing.
Nothing, sir.
Nothing. I was doing nothing, sir. Proceed.
Mount Hermon.
Oh.
Is where?
Heard that.
Palestine, Israel, that area.
Oh.
Part of ancient Israel. That's where it talks about in the Book of Enoch, where the watchers descended upon the top of Mount Hermon, right?
Okay.
Scary.
I think it was like the 300 angels? 200. 200 angels, watchers, descended upon the top of Mount Hermon. And that's where they made this deal. Like, yo, we're going to, you see the women? We're going to go marry them and mess everything up. Okay.
Typical men. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
But Mount Hermon is talked about a lot in scripture because it is such an amazing resource for all the surrounding area. It's the highest peak in that region. And it always has snow on it. And when the snow melts, it turns into rivers that basically feed into like all of Israel and like all that stuff.
Perfect.
And into these springs they're all written through like scripture and whatnot. But this man, his name was Sir Charles Warren. And this was in the 1800s, I believe. This dude had a record. I mean, like, he's from England. He like was the chief of police for like London or something, served in the army and like all these decorated whatever. He wanted to take an expedition, or he made tons of expeditions, but he wanted to go to the Israel-Palestine area and map it out geographically or whatever to just for knowledge. And he made it to Mount Hermon, and as he was walking up, he just noticed like a bunch of like little temples and stuff. Mm-hmm. But he got to the summit of Mount Hermon and he said there was this giant ancient temple. Let me do this picture real quick. Farts. I'm like an old man with this. Here we go.
Open.
So, and there's no pictures of it, but what he did was he drew it out. And so he's like, it was this spiral thing of a temple.
Wow.
And he said at the center, it appeared to be like an altar for sacrifices.
Perfect.
But up there also was this giant stone tablet pillar with these carvings and writings on it. They didn't know what it said. And so he's like, yo, we're going to bring that back with us. And it was so heavy that they split it down the middle. They said it was like four feet by 4 feet, this giant stone pillar or whatever. And but when they split it, it cracked the whole thing. And so part of it is illegible. They brought it back to England and they were trying to interpret it. And they're just like, we don't really know what it says. But then something happened to where the British Museum basically put it in the vault or the archives. And to this day, no one is allowed to go and do research on it.
Wow.
They're just like, no, you're not allowed to go look
at it. What government? The
England.
England?
Yeah.
Why are they involved?
Yeah, exactly.
Because it was at the, I mean, he was part of England. It was part of this expedition or whatever. Okay. But today, at the top, the peak of Mount Hermon, is a UN headquarters.
Embassy?
Not embassy. It's like a, look up what it's called. Just type in UN Mount Hermon.
It's just like, it's like Jekyll Island.
Lookout post kind of thing.
It's just like Jekyll Island.
Yeah, and no civilian, if you're not involved with the UN or high ranking within the UN, you cannot go up there. They have banned any archaeological digs, anything around that area.
Not cool.
And it's like...
pyramid underneath.
Dude, is there something?
There's a pyramid underneath.
I bet you it's pyramid.
Just like a satellite outpost.
Yeah, it's just an outpost. That's what it is. But you can't. You're not allowed to go up there.
There's something underneath it, dude.
There certainly could be something.
about that, dude. They're 100%. There's a doorway, and it just goes down. I guarantee you. What's crazy too
is some scholars, biblical scholars, theorize that the transfiguration of Jesus also happened at the top of Mount Hermon.
Wow, interesting.
Cool. So it makes you wonder if there's something.
Yeah.
Like up there. Because if the watchers descended upon this place on top of the Mount Hermon, they obviously came from this realm. And then when Jesus, if he had the transfiguration on top of Mount Hermon, where there was Moses and Elijah, and Jesus's actual appearance changed, mm-hmm. is there a weird,
I
would just call it like a portal? Dimension, like to where it's like a direct.
That's so wild. That's crazy to think about.
It's certainly a place where that veil is thinner that we talk about.
Yeah.
What was talk about Jesus being there, the sacrifice, the altar. Mm. Oh, man. So maybe it was just symbolic. Who knows? What if?
Yeah.
I mean, golly.
What was your fun theory on the transfiguration?
Yeah. So I haven't talked about it on this.
I don't think you have.
I don't know. It was a really fun theory. I don't know if I came up with it or someone said it. I'll give credit to someone else because this is a fun theory and I don't want to take credit for it if someone else said it. The theory is that on this mountaintop, God's appearance changed, but he was communicating with Moses and Elijah. And I thought, how cool would that be if in that moment they were outside the realm of time? And so when Moses was on top of Mount Sinai, and Elijah was on top of Mount Carmel. God was directly speaking to them at that moment in the present, in his present. But in Moses' time, it would be that present as well. And in Elijah's time, it would be that present.
That's so wild.
And that's why they knew and had full confidence of the coming of the Messiah. Because they directly spoke with Jesus on this mountaintop.
That's such a wild thought to think about.
Right? Isn't it? Because it says his appearance changed.
I guess I don't know the difference. I mean, like, I don't know if there is any, I would just have to read the story better, but like if there was any hint of like what words they used to describe Moses. Because if there would be any like after death, like language, like where that would confirm that he was dead or, I mean, taken. But
yeah,
I don't know, man. That's super weird to think about.
What was said as soon as the moment of transfiguration ended? Everyone hit the ground and said, let us erect a temple to you right now.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Whoa, that's wild.
Mm.
They're like, we've seen things and we need to worship you and lift up an altar to you right now.
Because it says
that's what
on the mountaintop where he had the transfiguration, that
Peter says
a cloud descended upon them, right?
I think so.
And then I know that happened with Moses.
Everybody bring out your Bibles.
It's Matthew 17, right?
But isn't that, like, that's really fun
that's
way
really
to think
fun.
of, like, even the disciples that were witnessing this, they saw, like, this is the Son of God. This is God.
Yes.
And he's literally talking to Moses and Elijah right now. But I wish they could have been, like, like written down what they said, but they weren't allowed, like they were kind of like blocked off, weren't they?
Yeah, because Peter I remember him getting excited saying, oh, I'm going to build a campsite. And then God tells him to shut up and listen to my son.
Yeah.
But man, that's a weird thing to think about. I love that theory.
Isn't that cool?
I know. I mean, like, I don't want to fully, like, we're obviously, it's just a theory, but like, that's such a crazy thing to think about.
Yeah. Because then they would have
been.
What
more like, confirmation would you need? Like to see, like you could literally see the Son of God right there. It's like talking about him in the future and all those prophecies coming true. It's like, oh,
here,
man.
Here it is. And he says, as the men were parting from him, Peter said to Jesus, Master, it's not good that we're here. Let us make three tents, one for you, Moses, and for Elijah. Not knowing what he said. Yeah. And as he was saying these things, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud.
Yeah, as you should be.
And a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my son, my chosen one.
And that was also in the presence of Moses and Elijah.
Yeah.
Listen to him. The voice had spoken. Jesus was found alone.
Dude, that is wild to think about. That would have been a wild. Think about going back in time in history to experience one event.
Yeah.
It's the invention of the corn dog and then that. Right? It's like, which one, you know?
Yo, who did invent the corn dog?
I don't know, but I want to high five the dude.
I want to fry this.
I want to shake your hand.
Oh, yeah. But it's crazy.
Crazy.
I love that.
So we are going to trek to the top of Mount Hermon, and we're going to sneak into the UN port thing, outpost.
Should we bring her, man?
Hey.
It's sad to think that it's going to be a really long time until we're going to be able to go over there.
Yeah, maybe.
You ready for the history of the corn dog?
Sure.
Hit me with the history of the corn dog.
German immigrant to Texas.
Here we go.
In 1927, Stanley Jenkins, originally from Buffalo, New York, filed a patent for an apparatus to prepare what can only be described as a corn dog.
Nice.
God bless that man.
See, that's the American
Stanley
dream.
Stanley Jenkins.
A German man moving to Texas. Creating a corn dog.
I'm going
to
fry this
That's the
thing.
Most American thing you could possibly
yeah,
do.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah.
Go America. Go America.
Go America.
Did you guys hear about the Lockheed Martin whistleblower?
Oh. And her name was Katie Mayers.
No.
What is Lockheed Martin? For those who don't know. For those who don't know.
An engineering firm.
Okay.
Yeah, but cool. they make weapons, missiles. Yeah. Planes, jets.
Okay, Stark Industries. Got it. Go ahead.
Basically.
Actually, okay. No, seriously, because it's privately owned.
That's all I needed.
Subsidized.
That's all I needed.
Yeah, they make all the stuff for U.S. military.
They win a lot of government space. Contracts.
Yes.
Tony Stark built this in a cave.
But this...
A box of scraps.
This U.S. military intelligence or soldier, someone, came out and was basically a whistleblower claiming that Lockheed Martin has had their own... internalized military division to go and recover. He called it NHI, which is non-human intelligent craft. So that he said it started with, call it back in the day, like the 40s and stuff. They actually found a NHI craft, alien craft, so successfully reverse engineered it and have their own flying around now. They have not told the U.S. government because they don't want to give them that technology. But so what they do is they create their own militarized divisions to go and get these crashed NHI crafts. And so the government will never be able to have that. So they basically hold the
patent on it. Yeah.
The technology.
So they don't even understand the technology.
No, they do. I mean, the whistleblower says that they have successfully done it. But they don't want anyone else to get it.
Now, when it says non-human, does that mean just no one's in it? Or is it...
It was not based created it off by humans, right?
It just says non-human intelligence.
What does that mean?
Aliens.
Yeah, I
mean,
guess, but...
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Gerbils.
I guess.
I don't know. What are they thinking?
The heck did you just say? No way. I could build one of those?
You built this thing?
Dude, if you drew a parallel between like aliens and humanity, right? It's typically like you see like old trucks broken down on the side of the highway. Like my truck, for example, looked like a redneck's, you know, needed some work. And so are all of the UFOs we're finding like the alien redneck version of their craft?
That just broke down on this earth.
Broke down on earth.
I mean, because Blurry's talked about it. Like, if if we have advanced technologically as a human race, why couldn't it be the same thing said for them?
Yeah.
Right? Like, why can't these beings constantly develop new and newer technology?
Maybe that's the jellyfish thing. Now they got their drone versions.
Yeah. And they're,
it's just some kid, like alien kid with a VR who has just a drone that's going through Earth.
It's like the cheap one you get for
Dad,
Christmas.
Come check this out. Fat dog.
But yeah, I mean, I thought that was insane.
That is crazy.
What does that mean?
We don't know.
Moore's Law.
Huh?
I always call it Occam's Razor, but it's Moore's Law.
I don't know what you're saying.
Where technology just develops faster and faster and faster and faster as it's created. And that can happen to aliens.
Or heavenly beings.
Moore said so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More.
More.
Also, fun news.
Hey.
NATO, you know?
Yeah.
They just had a press conference thing like a week or so ago. And they're basically urging everyone, mainly in like Europe and stuff, they're like, just as a precaution, maybe you guys should like keep some rations. Maybe have like a flashlight with extra batteries on hand, a way to access clean water.
But everything's fine.
But like, because the tensions are building, and he's like, but I'm not telling you we're going to war tomorrow. It could be 20 years from now, but it's imminent. And it's just like, ha.
It's like everything's fine. Just keep going about your day. Make sure you have a gassed up power on generator.
Yeah.
Make sure you have your will figured out.
Make sure you have very sturdy locks on your doors.
But you're great. Have a good time. Go to the zoo.
Mate,
have fun. But carry a gun.
And maybe in the, between all that, maybe like dig a big old bunker under your house.
Yeah. Yeah. But just, besides that, business.
But
as
don't
huge.
Don't worry. Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay.
Don't panic.
Andy, I'm going to need my key and my gas tank back.
Not a chance. You're my backup plan. If our house goes down, we're going to the Saludes's.
Nice.
Yep.
Anyways, that's fun, right?
Yeah.
Did you guys hear about it. Nick Miller?
His Jake story? Johnson? Oh, yeah. Dude. Let's talk
Should
about it on Patreon.
That? Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
I'll leave on a funny note.
Okay.
I was burning some scrap wood the other day, and it was this big fire with like all scrap wood, like plywood pieces and stuff. And I'm like throwing something in, and it felt like something hot went into my eye, and I'm like, ow, what the heck? And then Lou's like, well, I'm like, I think like a ash or something flew into my eye. And then I'm like, oh man, I don't know. And Lily looked at me like 10 minutes later. She's like, your eyebrows and eyelashes are singed. So like fire literally just like whipped my face and I didn't even see it. The fire literally touched my eye.
Ow.
It was like curled at the end, all of his
hairs. Oh my goodness. I'm so glad you're
okay. I'm invincible.
Wait, am I?
Literally, I looked directly into the flame.
Yeah.
It touched me in my eyeball and I'm okay.
I came face to face.
You can like breathe fire.
Actually, I can't see out of this eye, but.
Face to face with death. That's probably why you're having to squint and stuff whenever you're reading.
What?
All the LASIK isn't working now because you just burned it all off again.
Yeah. Anyways, okay.
Yeah. Well, what do I know? I'm an orthodontist. Hey, are we saying goodbye?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Patreon. Unless you got something fun.
I don't want to leave.
Say, have something fun.
No,
I'm at the end of my list.
Oh, I mean, I have a story, but I didn't know if we want to save for Patreon.
Give it a teaser, and I'll tell you.
Okay. It's about one of the worst things that's ever happened in Chicago's history, but it's actually really funny and involves poop. It's probably one of the greatest poop stories I've ever heard in my entire life.
Okay.
Should we leave it on?
Okay. No, say now.
Okay, perfect.
Let's do
okay.
it. Right?
All
right.
So here's the deal. In 2000. Yeah, right. Yeah. What's the crowd thing?
Yeah. Poop.
Okay,
poop.
Here we go. Okay. So I think it was in 2004. There was this architecture tour. That went through the Chicago River. You know how it goes like right through the city and stuff?
Yeah.
Always wanted to go there. But it's 120 people on this big, big, massive boat. And they're just going through and they have to go under a bridge called the Kinsey Bridge. Mm-hmm. But also going above the bridge is one of those massive tour buses that was actually loaned out to Dave Matthews Band because they were in town.
Nice.
And so the bus driver, driving by himself, is going across this bridge. And this is one of those metal grate bridges. Okay, one of those ones that just completely go right through. And the bus driver thinks that this is a good time to empty the black box of all the sewer. 800 pounds of pure waste and poop drizzled over and drenched 120 passengers on this boat.
Oh. Including the Dave Matthews Band?
No.
Oh. Their bus.
It was their bus.
Oh.
The guy was like on the way to the venue or something, or they were in there. They had no idea, but they had video and everything. And no joke, you can look up pictures. And it's like the guy described it as like the first, when you go into a car wash, the first layer of soap. Oh. That's what he described.
Because, yeah, it would like vaporize and spread out as it falls.
Oh. Yes. And so they were drenched, dude. So they bring the people back. They give everyone a refund.
A refund?
And they get out of there. And guess what? Within an hour and a half, they had another tour. And they had it cleaned and ready for the next tour.
Oh!
In an hour and a half. You think they got every single thing?
A refund?
Dude, it's crazy, man. It's absolutely wild. So now they have a plaque on the bridge that says that it was like the Kinsey Bridge massacre or something like that, or something like the incident. And it says on there, it's like 120 people. No one died, but everyone wished they did.
But think about it. The Dave Matthews Band, that was their poop on them.
Exactly. I mean,
that's
like,
pretty cool.
I mean, if you're a big Dave Matthews Band,
this is
fan,
great.
This is great.
I would wear a t-shirt.
No, that's Pearl Jam. Never mind. He's on the same.
Yeah.
Dave Matthews pooped.
Yeah, yeah. Dude.
All right.
Of all the poops, that's the most rockin' poop. They apparently like donated like $100,000 to like the Chicago like art and like parks.
Dude, give it
and
to
stuff
the
like
people
that
they pooped on.
Yeah, forget like, the
I
city.
Should, it's like I should never work again, Dave. All right.
Gosh,
your poop. All right. Let's. I think it's just an even fair trade. That's what I want.
Dude. I'm gonna poop on you.
The question
I want
to poop on you, Dave Matthews.
The question is, how much would I have to pay you to you let me dump sewage on you,
dude? That's crazy.
How much I want.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Fun poop story.
Go to patreon.com/ninjas and butterflies, where we are going to have our another episode after the episode.
We're running it back, baby.
Yeah.
It's going to be so much fun.
Make sure to like and review, please, on everything. 5 stars.
And if you're watching this on YouTube and you're not subscribed, just subscribe. You're already watching. Just subscribe.
We're so close to 1 million.
And when we hit 1 million, we finally have control.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes.
Is that when we're going to sell out?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay,
cool. SendyCoolSwag.com, where we got really cool stuff.
Yes, we do. Merch for your favorite podcast and your favorite company in the whole entire world. And if you need custom t-shirts for you, an organization, or a business, you know somebody, go to SendyCool.com. We'll take care of you.
Okay.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Hey, Andrew.
Yep.
Thank you, Patreon. See you on Patreon.
Oh,
goodbye. The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful.
I said, empty your mind.
You were martial arts.
Hey, you thought we were done, but just when they thought we were out, they pull us back in.
We got a letter from, it's addressed to the Ninja Crew.
Hey.
It says, please read on podcast, which we're technically doing it. It's just after the...
Hopefully you paid attention, didn't you? Credits. Stuck around.
All right. It looks like it's a novel.
Oh. Good thing you can't read.
Oh.
Start roasting them.
Look at that.
What's the voice? What voice do I use?
The one we're still doing.
Hey, Ninja's Crew. I hope you guys get this Christmas card before February 1st, because that's when it's no longer socially acceptable first. My family loves listening and watching your podcast, especially my 4-year-old daughter. She loves yelling after yelling. She likes yelling after Lily does some random whispers, Ninjas Are Butterflies. It's truly hilarious. Everything your crew comes up with is hilarious, and it feels like I'm hanging out with an old friend. Sometimes I feel like my husband gets annoyed with how much I talk about you guys and retell your stories. LOL. I'm a Patreon member too.
Hey.
Hashtag no dad team. You guys are the best and will always be the part of our household. Can't wait to see what you guys come up with in 2024. Love, Paul, Yasmin, Delilah, Arturo, Paul, and Evangeline. If you guys actually read this on the pod, I might boot my pants. Well, congratulations.
Well, we did it. And look at now the whole world gets to see your family. And I hope that's okay.
Yep. And we just did it on the pod, so you better go change your pants.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Bye. Love you.
Love you.